Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Married to his wife for 35 years, okay. And then she decides, nope, I'm leaving.
I'm out. Okay.
Don't love you, I'm out.
Peace out.
Left the man heartbroken.
Yeah.
Heartbroken to the point where he said he couldn't recover. He can't recover. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay, so I guess he was blindsided by this whole thing.
Had
this
no
was
idea
not a mutual decision.
No, he didn't see it coming. So he's devastated. He can't shake it off. So what he is seeking right now, it's someone to make a doll that looks exactly like his ex-wife. He's looking for that kind of doll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
think it's possible because those robots look so realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what he's working on, and he's saving money for and trying to find the right person to create a doll that will look identical.
Exactly. All right.
Is it going to be like a robotic doll or just like an inflatable doll? You know what I mean? Like one that maybe
moves and talks. Or like a Cabbage Patch.
Or one that just lays there.
The way it comes across in the article is that he's looking for that real life doll to replace his ex-wife.
Yeah, so he wants one that. It's battery operated. It comes with some double A's.
Sure. Yeah. Will he upgrade her personality? It's clearly. Well, yeah. They didn't have a match.
I mean, the robot is going to say, "I'm leaving."
I know. That, yeah. Let me tell you, that would suck.
Oh, can you imagine then the robot leaves him and maybe goes and gets with his other.
I know. They're best friends. Yeah. They're doing brunch together.
Would you be creeped out by that?
Yes.
If your ex created a dog. Is that something where you can call the cops or you just, I mean, they just had a dog?
Where does that come in? Do you need to authorize? If it's completely based on you.
Yep.
I mean,
what's the rule?
Think about it this way. From a copyright standpoint, you can't just make a Taylor Swift doll and sell it to somebody.
Right.
But can you make a Karen doll?
I don't know. So if your ex, girlfriend has a doll of you.
I would be creeped out if anybody had a doll, period. Like, if I went over to just a random person's house.
And it's you?
Just a doll. If I go to a random person's house and my doll is there, you're right,
Monica.
That's
another level.
Are you flattered, though? I mean, they love you.
I don't know.
Are they abusing the doll? When they get mad, are they punching the doll in the face? Does the doll have to sleep in the closet?
But you can't call the cops on them, right? Because that's just a doll.
Man, this is going to become more and more of a thing.
This is Black Mirror right here.
It is.
And what's going to happen, too, in these situations, it's going to be quote-unquote sweet, but also creepy, is when people are going to lose a loved one, and then they're going to get a robot that's sort of like that person.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The times that we are in now.
The times.
The times.
The times.
The
times. I tell you, it is the
Leave
times.
You thinking, yeah.
Everything. Yeah, who's weirded out more by all of it? 52353. And again, is it flattering if someone,
they loved you.
They think you're awesome.
But like Antoine, like you said, there's a chance that maybe they don't.
Yeah, and they just don't love you.
And they're doing all, they're violating that dog.
Antoine comes in like, come here, dirtbag. And they start punching
exactly.
I'm not that robot.
It's fine. Yeah. He's a robot. He likes it. It's all good. Oh, they're going to rise up and kill us all. I can tell you that much. The band is back together.
Hello.
Monica, Zach, Antoine. Monica, did you actually write a book yesterday?
I did, yeah.
See, you sent me an email and said you were going to try to read a book,
I
didn't believe you. I thought there was no way.
I got through 10 pages.
I thought 10 pages.
Before I said, okay, time to go back to meditation.
You
okay.
Read the prologue.
Right. And the cover of a book.
Table of contents, maybe, depending on what kind of book.
But still, it was actually a physical book and holding a book in my hands. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down and just start reading this.
But 10 pages.
Yeah.
What was the point of that? At 10 pages?
It was a taste of the book, so I'm going to go back in. It's good. Because sometimes I need a taste to see if I really want to put time into it, but I'm like, this is good. This is a good message.
Does 10 pages count as reading? I guess would be the question. I mean, yes, you read 10 pages.
Technically.
But to go around and say, I read a book yesterday.
I wouldn't say that.
I would try to, too. So I the fact that I even sat down and said, all right,
but then,
check it out.
But then you're here this morning saying, yeah, I read a book yesterday. And I'm thinking,
I started.
I did hear you say that.
I did say.
You did say
I
started. Read a book.
I started on the book.
You picked up a book.
T.D. Jakes. Yep.
Right. You picked a book up a book. You flipped it around a little bit. I mean, I feel like there were some articles for the show that were slightly longer than the book that you read yesterday. But I don't know, where does that cross over to reading a book? Is it 25 pages? I feel like it's 25. That counts as I read a book. I read some of a book yesterday. 10 pages to me is I glanced at a book.
I feel like you have to be able to kind of give a description of what the book's about. Like, you have to read deep enough into it that you can give some kind of the plot or the story behind the book.
I'm not even going to ask Monica because you can just do that off the back of the book.
I guess that's true.
Anybody can say that.
Sounds very
that.
Official, no. Those two paragraphs you just said out loud.
So, Monica, yesterday, the wild weekend, we had a lady who started the weekend with 10 toenails. And she ended the weekend with 9 toenails. Hmm. Fortunately, still 10 toes, but good. 9 toenails.
So I'd had a few beers and maybe a tequila shot. And after a while, I was like, let me show you guys how this is done. And okay. I hop up and grab the...
And I should say, this is a pressure washer. Everybody was hanging out while her brother was pressure washing.
That could be very dangerous.
They were drinking and watching. And she said, hey, give me that hose. I can do some stuff.
Oh, no.
And then I don't have a big toenail anymore after a second. And my oldest brother was the only one who was sober and also was 3/4 of the way through power washing his house and was pretty tired and soaking wet, and he had to drive me to the ER, and so he's mad at all of us.
Okay.
And I'm mad because I don't have a big toenail
anymore.
Yeah,
and your toe's probably sore.
You power washed your toenail off.
It happens. But you're good now, outside of just a little mad and sore.
Well, it's going to take almost a year for my toenail to grow back, so that's not great.
I'm not a doctor,
beach season, too.
Yeah.
So no flip-flops and sandals on the beach?
I'm sure there's some sort of stylish toe hat that you can get. They probably have just a little, it's like a sleeve you can put over your big toe. Make it real fashionable.
You guys are not very comforting. This is not making me feel better.
Sorry. But you're good. It's fine.
Black and blue and disgusting.
Hey, you did a tequila shot and then you chose to pressure wash.
That sounds terrible.
See what happens when we miss the feminine touch of Monica.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I could have told her she can get like a Lee press-on nail or something.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have that information.
Do they make a Lee press-on big toenail?
Just take the thumb and just put it on the toe.
Okay. See, that's what I was saying, is maybe there's some little sleeve or toe condom or something that you can put on there. Nice little hat to at least cover it up.
Oof. If you see something like that, if you just, you know, power wash your own toenail off, you're just in shock, right?
Do you pick it up and take it and ask if it could be reattached?
Put it in some milk, like they tell you with tooth.
Yeah, don't drink tequila and pressure wash.
No, bad idea.
When you drink tequila, I find there's only one other thing you should do, and we can't talk about that here. That's it, okay? Everything else gets you in trouble.
Yeah, so
and
just
that
don't.
Probably gets you in trouble, too. I don't know, drink and sleep. Those are the two things probably you should do. If you're someone who delivers Uber Eats, who delivers it to you?
Oh,
Inception.
Your driver.
Oh. Look at that. Mm-hmm. What do? Do you have to go get it yourself?
Maybe. Tip yourself.
But do you get the charge?
I don't know. And do you tip yourself? And then do you give yourself a 4 afterwards? You jerk.
I thought about that with Uber before. Like, could you pay yourself for Uber? I don't know how that works.
Well, you still have to pay Uber a portion also.
Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking you got more of a portion.
No, you can't just pick your own price. You start setting up fake rides and be like, $1 million.
We had that surcharge thing.
Antoine, none of us would be doing anything other than billing Uber to ourselves. That's what we'd all be doing. We're trapped in Black Mirror. That's what's going on.
Yes,
it's Monica's
are.
Fault because despite my advice, you watched that show.
Oh, I didn't watch Black Mirror. I did watch one episode. It was Black Summer.
Oh, Black Summer.
Do not. Oh, that means you probably will.
Black Summer.
Netflix.
Okay.
It's a show. It causes so much anxiety. I had to stop. It stressed me out. I started watching it on Sunday, Black Summer.
Okay.
Let me know if you've been watching it.
Black Mirror.
I have checked out a couple episodes of Black Mirror. I have checked it out, but... this is a different level of anxiety.
So is this a horror movie?
It's like
zombie apocalypse, right?
Yeah, apocalypse. And,
oh, it's the fake Walking Dead show.
It is, but it's so much anxiety. And you will yell at everybody. I said, is this what they want? Like, I'm yelling at the TV. I'm like, are you really going to go in that closet? Oh, you're going to go in that closet. And, you know, like, you're talking to the TV. And Ava, she was downstairs. She had to walk upstairs and said, Mama, are you all right? I'm like, I'm done with the show. I'm done. She's in the closet, Ava.
Oh, nuts.
Let me know if you watched it, if you experienced the same thing.
I watched Street Food last night. It was very relaxing and delicious looking.
I need to check that out.
It was good.
I will check that out.
I don't yell at the screen, and I don't get anxiety, and I don't question my existence like Black Mirror or Black Summer.
Black Summer's in timeout for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was stressed.
But only timeout.
Timeout.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here I was thinking it was Black Mirror the whole time because I'm stupid. Everybody loves vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody loves getting sick on vacation.
No. But it happens.
Does anybody hate vacation?
Maybe the traveling part if you have like several flights or something.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily.
But
you don't hate.
You're
vacation.
Doing that to yourself, though. So yeah. That is your decision on your vacation. Maybe other people, their vacation is to never leave the house, which is fine, too. Mm-hmm. But is there anyone that's just, man, I wish I could just work another week.
I guess maybe if it's like you didn't get to plan it. So like all of a sudden, like, oh, we have to do this family vacation again this year. And like you feel obligated to go.
But you hate that vacation.
Yes, you don't hate vacation
but
in general.
You don't hate vacation
no, I don't
in
think
general.
Anyone hates vacation.
Never spend another vacation sick, hopefully. But I have some health boosting lifestyle tips as you get ready for vacation. Because it tends to be a little hectic preparation time. So they say first you need to respect your sleep before the trip. So
okay, yeah.
if anything else, they want you to just kind of maintain the same consistent
lots
schedule. That well, not necessarily lots of rest, but just at least get what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go buck wild and try to stick to the same patterns. So they say just stick to your typical sleeping routine as closely as possible. Next, you're supposed to check in with your stress levels because all that pre-work, pre-vacation work.
It can be stressful.
Yeah. So they say, and obviously eliminating that is impossible because you have things going on. You make a point to incorporate calming activities into your pre-trip routine.
Meditate.
Pre-trip routine, okay?
No.
Well, this is my question because it's in this, because Monica just did the meditate with the thumbs
namaste.
And everything. It says something as simple as a quick 2-minute walking meditation.
Oh, see? Yes.
Okay. What the heck is that? What's walking meditation?
Just walking, like if you walk in a park and it's just very calming, just listen to the noises of, you know, the sounds of the birds.
Or you could listen to like audio of like affirmations or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, and
just
that's
calm.
Walking meditation?
Uh-huh. I guess. I don't
just
know.
A couple minutes, just calm your nerves.
Walking meditation scares me because I feel like it's people who aren't focused. I just picture someone with their eyes closed. Oh, meditate.
I can see that.
You have to become a scheduling guru. So you have to schedule out all of your pre-trip tasks, all of the things.
Yes, okay.
Put it into the calendar on your phone. So on a big level, you see it all and you can tackle all of it.
Like if you need to order groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mark it in your calendar. Yeah.
And it says block out time for, quote, just last minute miscellaneous tasks. Put that in there so that when they pop up, you're ready to roll. Another one is maintain your healthy routines, but don't go adding more. Don't say, I'm going to eat 75% more vegetables this week to get ready for vacation.
Well, a lot of people do that. They say, I'm going to detox before because I know that I'm going to enjoy some heavy food.
And then you get E. coli. So don't be doing that. It messes with your overall body and it puts unnecessary stress on you to stick to a routine that you're not used to.
That's true.
So just you be you. Do whatever it is you're doing. And the last one is be proactive with your coworkers. Let them know in advance as much as possible, yo, leaving. So you got stuff for me? Give it to me now.
Yes.
So they don't give it to you at the last minute, which they're going to try to do anyway.
Anyway, yep.
Yep.
Stretch out.
Yeah, because I'm dealing with that right now because I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday of this week. And I emailed everybody here a month ago. And now here we are 2 days before and I'm still waiting for all their stuff. I'm like, where is it? Where is it?
It's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Around like 9:45.
Well, the good news for them is I won't be here. So that's fine. I'll set up what I can set up, and that'll be the end of it. And if they don't do it, too bad, because my wellness is important, Monica.
You have the article.
And I'll be study. I'll be doing a walking meditation, so they won't be able to talk to me. Namaste.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Number three, trending, mosquitoes. Ew. 'Tis the season.
Yep.
God, they suck so much.
They do.
Make you itch.
Literally and figuratively,
yes,
Antoine.
They
suck on all levels. Make you itch. I'm at least happy that I was having this conversation with my wife because, you know, we've been married for 15 years. So these are the kind of things you talk about is bug spray and how it has come so far. The quality of bug spray, at least it doesn't smell as horrible as it used to.
I think you can get it without a scent.
Yeah,
you
know. It used to be so greasy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, even unscented bug spray has a scent. I'm sorry, unscented is like the biggest lie of so many different categories.
It just doesn't smell like anything else, but it smells like that.
But again, goes on dry, actually works. That's sort of thing. I bring this up because there are many different apps now. You go into App Store and it'll say it's a mosquito repellent app. I'm here to tell you, don't buy any of them. They're all stupid. None of them work. they claim they can emit some sort of frequency, some low frequency, and this will keep the bugs away. Well, basically, experts are saying no, none of them work. And some of them, well, it's not even that they're lying. They do this. This is their workaround, is they will have disclaimers like this one. Important: it has not been scientifically proven that low frequency sounds help repel mosquitoes. For this reason, this app should be considered as a joke app.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't find that to be funny.
I'm not laughing either.
It's a bad joke.
Just like when I listen to this show. Never laughing. So don't buy any of those apps. They say if you want to keep mosquitoes away, turning on a fan does help. Because the breeze keeps mosquitoes from being able to sniff you out by your breath. Gross. Yeah.
Smell that breath.
But yeah. Mm. You know what? You should start paying attention. Is it the person who talks the most when you're hanging out? Like, are they the one getting bitten the most because their big hairy breath is going out? Yeah.
Think about it, huh?
Number two.
It just won't stop, Monica. The Walking Dead. Now, China.
What? China?
Nope.
What?
Are they going to China? Is that what this is?
Maybe. So the Hollywood Reporter, they publish an excerpt because there's a new book, a novel set for release this fall called The Walking Dead Typhoon. Ooh. And it's set in China as part of The Walking Dead universe. And now the speculation is, will they turn that into a spinoff version of The Walking Dead set in China?
They keep trying.
If the books do well enough, they will.
Antoine, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even think the books need to do well enough.
No.
They're going to do it anyway, because you know what China has lots of? People. And you know what they want to make lots of? Money.
Oh, that's true.
Walking Dead, the original series, when people actually cared, was popular in China also. And China, as you know, huge market. Yeah. So, yeah, it's set there and a bunch of everybody in China.
No, just watch Black Summer on Netflix.
Can you imagine how terrifying it would be to be trapped with all those zombies in China where it's so crowded anyway?
Like,
oh my God, that's just, I couldn't forget it.
Everywhere.
Like, eat me. I'm done. I can't do it.
Number one.
Top trending. It's an interesting movement that's taking place on the internet. It's not going to change anything, but it's involving Stranger Things, which is like a week away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
July 4th, I think it comes out.
4th of July. So you're going to come up with some random excuse to not go to a cookout because you want to watch Stranger Things. And Netflix is not going to do this, but there is a groundswell suggesting, hey, why don't you just put out one episode a week like old television shows used to be?
No,
let's not do that.
No?
One episode
a week. No.
Why not?
I'm spoiled now. No, absolutely not.
I personally don't like the we dump out all the entire season on one day.
I didn't like it at first until I got used to it.
It's your choice if you want to binge watch it or watch one episode a week, but you have that choice. You pay.
That's the problem is you get someone who binge watches and then they start flapping their jaw and
there's
that's the end of it. So it gets ruined in 1 second.
One thing I loved about Game of Thrones is that I was watching it at the same time everybody else was, so then we could converse about it during that time.
Collective shared experience, which is lost in the magic of all of it. How about I have a compromise. I think this is fair. You put out the entire season except the last episode, and that comes 2 weeks later. So then everybody gets ready for the last episode.
I could do that.
You could.
I could do that because I don't really binge watch like I used to anymore anyway. So
I'm sorry, Captain Impatient. Is this too much for you? You're not even going to watch it on the day it comes out. It's going to take you two weeks to get through all of it.
I just want to watch the last episode. No, I'm just like, I'm going to do that.
Sorry, in the El Demando society, the bag lettuce world we live in, we can't possibly wait two weeks. It would just be nice to sort of have that collective shared experience.
Yeah.
But you know what? That is true. We would then have to talk to each other.
We still have American Idol. We can watch that together.
Yeah. You know what? It's probably our most talented season ever. This next season of American Idol.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, there is a conspiracy taking place right under our noses, and nobody is saying anything about it. Okay, to be fair, that may be because this conspiracy is only taking place in my own house. Or is it? That's why I bring it to you now. Are we all part of the great TV conspiracy, or am I just one unlucky idiot with a giant rain cloud over his house? Let me explain. In our house, we do most of our TV watching on streaming devices. Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Apple TV, that kind of thing. Now, I have children. And as any parent knows, those children control the television with their stupid shows 99% of the day. I mean, I can't stay up to date on The Handmaid's Tale because I, quote, don't have time, but I've also seen every episode of Fuller House 3 times. But whatever, they're kids, it comes with the territory, and yes, I could make them sit there through my shows, but they're just gonna bug me the whole time anyway and ruin my enjoyment, and furthermore, I watch some freaky stuff, so their pure little eyes can't see it anyway. And here's where the conspiracy comes in. When it is bedtime, and those lovable little monsters have to head up to Sleepyville, it is now time for my wife and I to finally enjoy an episode of something we want to watch before we pass out from exhaustion. So we turn on the TV, and the Fire Stick reboots. And this happens all the time on all the TVs in the house. It never happens when the kids turn on the TV, starts right up, and starts playing their lame little programs. But for me, updating, updating, updating. And then what usually happens after that?
I don't remember how to connect to the internet anymore. Scanning.
I feel like this is a conspiracy. I cannot possibly be the only one dealing with this garbage. And if I am, let me just ask. Why? Why me? I work hard all day. I let the little dorks rule the house. Is it too much to ask to just sit down and watch one show that I actually want to watch without having to fight the TV for a half hour to try to get it to play? I'm not a bad person. I mean, I do bad things. Very bad things. But then I make up for it and hold the door for old ladies. That evens things out, right? Apparently not. So don't mind me. I'll just be over here reliving all the hijinks of DJ Stephanie and Kimmy Gibbler over and over again, because apparently that's the only thing I'm allowed to watch. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, it's messing with
you. Is it just me?
No, I get it. I've had it happen too.
You don't sound like you don't sound afflicted.
But it happened. It happens to you, I think, all the time.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's happened to me a couple times, but it's...
Occasionally?
Yes.
Oh, I would say minimum 3-4 times a week. Minimum.
Yikes.
I know.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is it just me? And why, God,
it
why
may be
if
just
it is?
You.
I can't possibly be the worst person on earth. I mean, maybe I'm top 100.
What did you do?
You made the GQ list of top 100.
AngerDiary.com for every Anger Diary on demand, unless it's rebooting and updating. Guys, I have shocking news. This is like breaking news. I have a study in front of me, and
okay,
they reveal shocking news again.
Shocking.
Yep. You're not going to believe this, but the best work week for your mental health is a one-day work week.
I'm on board.
Did you write that?
Sign me up. It's in pencil.
I did not
write
that.
Did you write it?
Yep. Working only one day a week is good for your mental health. This is a new study out of England.
Out of the school of Zach Jackson.
out of the school of no doy, okay?
Jackson University.
Yep. The researchers say the traditional model where everyone works around 40 hours a week was never based on how much work was good for people. You don't say.
So how do we sign out to like participate in the study?
Oh, the study's over. I'm sorry.
We've already had the results
two, but
now.
We need a part two just to make sure.
Yep, they say if you had a 6-day weekend, your life would be pretty sweet. Oh, really?
Oh.
Thanks.
Who's going to be working those 6 days if everybody has?
I know. If everyone's off,
like somebody has to be working. Yep.
The kids.
It doesn't have to be us, though.
The children.
Yes.
Child labor laws.
Yeah. There like we go. Lord of the Flies
they
or something.
Really need to get rid of these labor laws, I tell you what. Yeah, and they say the 0-day work week would make you feel lazy and unmotivated and like you didn't accomplish anything. So that's why you need one day.
One day to feel good about yourself.
Oh, Doyle rules. I went to a meeting. See y'all in a week.
Bye.
What a stupid study. Who paid for this? I want to know. Who paid for this situation right here?
Yep.
What's going on?
We need that info.
Coming up next, food is good to eat. I know, really. Yeah.
Are you bringing
that,
something new?
Was that a study?
What are you doing?
Good looking people are good looking. All from the Institute of Zach Jackson here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
Not Deborah. Something went down, and now she's wondering if she has to quit. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So she's not Deborah. That's not her real name. We preserve mm-hmm. your identity. What happened?
I messed up. Like, I really messed up.
Okay, you messed up. Something happened, and now you're wondering if you need to quit your job.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm pregnant.
Well.
Which, you know, that's great, right? That
sure.
sounds terrific.
Okay.
And it should be exciting and a time for, you know, it should be a happy time. But I'm really struggling right now. Mainly because the guy that I've been involved with is married and he doesn't know that I'm pregnant. I haven't told him yet.
And this
yeah.
involves your job somehow?
Yeah. Basically, he's actually my boss. And, like, this is something I can't talk to my friends with because, like, they're going to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
So did they know, did your friends know that you were in this relationship in the first place?
I mean, sort of. I've, like, sort of alluded to it. But, you know, even then they were kind of judgy.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, just sort of.
Things have escalated. And now
yeah.
here we are. Married boss. And it's his. You know this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're not yeah, in a relationship like, other than with this guy?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a
and
mess.
And I see him every single day. And his wife, like, comes in and a lot of times brings lunch for the staff.
And, what?
You know, yeah, yeah.
So she's nice.
Yeah. Zach,
or she puts on a front.
You can be angry. She's nice.
I know.
They're married.
All right.
They shouldn't.
I mean, what's done is done, but why were you doing that in the first place?
I don't know. I just needed something, and he was so nice. He really is. I mean, like, that's the thing is I think he's a really good guy.
Well, but no, he's not because he's sleeping with one of his coworkers.
Yep.
So he's being a bad husband and being a bad boss.
Right.
So he's not a nice guy.
And now you're in a situation, too, where you feel like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I feel guilty. Like, what? I don't know. Like, I'm like, should I quit and raise, like, this kid by myself? Because I feel like I don't see any other option than quitting, you know?
That's a tough one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
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 But you put yourself in the situation.
You know, I have to wonder, on maybe not even on the question of quitting and in your job and stuff. A lot of places now, they require these signed consent forms
yes.
and things, and there are relationships. And if there isn't one, there are people in big, big trouble. Like you and your boss and who knows who else. And is this one of those ones where... How is his relationship? Is this one of these, I'm getting a divorce, those stories?
If she's dropping off lunch, I don't think so.
Or it could be where
really.
She's still fighting for it.
No, it's not.
No, she's nice.
It's even worse.
Like you said, she's nice.
Nice people get divorced all the time.
And she's dropping off lunch for him. I think she probably thinks everything's good then.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, that's not what he's saying. Maybe he's saying.
I know, he's saying something different.
No, he's not. He's not saying that, is he?
No.
No, he's not.
He's not.
No, so he's just cheating.
Dirty dog.
Yeah, dirty.
Yeah.
Very dirty. And you've gotten yourself in this situation, so there's, you know, there can be judgment passed on you as well.
Text in and call.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have nothing. I really have nothing. So let's turn it around. Let's see where we can go with this. Can we try to be helpful? Can we share some experiences? Mistakes were made. We can we can agree on
that.
These stories are wild, I'm about to share with you.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things, let's be honest.
And I agree with the texter that says this sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
It does feel like that.
Ay-ay-ay.
I mean, what's the answer, though, for her? I mean, she's in a mess.
I don't know. I change a channel to a comedy. That's
I need to laugh. I need a cartoon.
Not Deborah. We welcome her back. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
In an ill-advised relationship with your married boss, and now you are pregnant. And he does not know that, correct?
No, I haven't told him yet.
And you're wondering, what do I do now? Do I quit? Do I tell the truth? Do I raise a child on my own? It's so so messy. So let's see if we can offer any kind of help. We're going to start with Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, not much. My comment to her is, well, kudos for her for keeping the kid.
Yeah.
I don't think that she should quit her job because, I mean, it takes two to tango. So he was in it just as much as she was.
That's right.
If anybody should quit the job, I mean, maybe neither one of them should quit the job, but she should come clean with him,
yeah.
And he should come clean with his wife when she comes clean with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, in theory, everybody should come clean all the time.
Well, it's going to happen. The truth always comes out.
And I'll tell you what, Christine, they may not have a choice because if there are policies in this company about dating each other, the job may quit both of them.
Yeah.
And
someone's
that may be
trouble.
The end of it. Yeah. Who's in the most trouble?
I've had something like the same. Well, it wasn't. Whatever, you know, a married man or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was somebody that was in another relationship that I did not know about, and he was in a relationship with me at the same time. And I actually confronted the other woman and said, hey, your man's been stepping out. And just told him. I mean, was straight up about it because he's being deceitful to both. Well, being deceitful to his wife.
Well, and that's where it always sits with me. I mean, yes, not Deborah, mistakes were made on her part too, but I just can't stand when people don't respect their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in it, leave it,
right?
Okay, don't be cheating on somebody else. It's just wrong.
Now the situation is
hurts that person's feelings, makes them feel stupid.
And there's
stupid.
A child involved.
Now there's a child involved. So that's even more, another layer.
Does he have other kids, not Deborah?
He does not right now.
All right, well, at least there's that.
Yeah.
So there's not any other children and families in that situation. All right, good. Then come clean, and they can just go ahead and she can leave him, which is probably what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Man. Yeah, I really don't. Let's see. Let's get another person in here. Let's get Zach. Not me, but another Zach. Hi, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. What's on your mind?
I think I've got a little bit of the opposite viewpoint. So for me, my main focus is on the wife, you know, and she sounds like a sweet lady. If it was me, you take the consequences of your actions, which is not me because I got morals here, but it's just, she needs to know that her husband kind of being a sleazeball, in my opinion. And then you don't quit. You both are adults. You both take the consequences of those actions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences might be getting fired. So that could be part of it too. But he may be getting fired also, which sucks because then she is pregnant.
Yes.
And there's health insurance and things like that. But I don't know. Text 52353. Here's someone who says, I've had three kids by the same married man. Wife knows he doesn't see the children.
What?
Why are you going back in a second and third time? I don't know. There are still a lot of people on Earth, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't we find somebody else? I always feel like you can find someone who looks just like that person, if nothing else.
I think you can.
Or here's
you
someone. I've been involved in a similar relationship. I just didn't get pregnant. I got stabbed.
Well.
That escalated.
That did.
But would you rather be pregnant?
Oh, man.
Which one?
I just found a single person.
Found
a single.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's not.
They have apps and stuff.
Let's
you can
not
just
go
sign
out
up.
With people who are in relationships.
Yes.
Let's start with that. But, I mean, again, with Not Deborah, what's done is done. And what happens a lot of times in these stories is the correct approach next is the least desired one because it's telling the truth.
Yeah. You're going to have to sit down with him and tell him.
And her.
Yeah, no. He needs to tell her.
And the higher-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a boss or does he own this company?
No, he's just my boss.
Okay.
Oh.
He doesn't own it.
All right.
But he's up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then.
He was up there, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It's time for the consequences, unfortunately. And it sucks, but this is big boy stuff. When we do things, we have to answer for them afterward.
Correct.
And the truth is the place to start.
I know.
Let us know what
happens. It's probably why I called you guys, just because I was like, I need someone to tell me that because I know it and I don't want to do it. I know I have to.
Yeah. And your friends, while they will probably tell you the same thing, there is extra judginess that goes along with it that you have to put up with. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're being judgy. Yes.
A tiny bit.
She doesn't know us as much. So,
I wish you luck.
It's truth time, especially because there's a child involved who didn't deserve any of this, but does deserve the best life possible.
And the wife does need to know.
And starting with truth is the best way to do that.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
I know you don't like her, but maybe she's a changed person. Chelsea Handler.
I am okay.
Are you okay with her?
Chelsea Handler.
Okay, because I thought there was a period of time where you really didn't care for Chelsea.
I find her to be entertaining myself.
I used to watch her show.
I did too.
Yeah, I watched her show back then. But I guess she did a lot of, put a lot of pictures on Instagram where she was like, you know, free the nipples mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then she just disappeared after that. I don't know. Well, she says now she is ready. She's single and ready for a relationship again. Because you know she dated 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Rapper 50 Cent for a period of time.
She's ready for love.
I have changed my mind about being open to relationships. Listen, I have a pretty good life, so I'm happy if I don't find a relationship, but I would love to find somebody to love.
Right.
Ah.
Okay. There you go.
There you go, girl.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Though, based on our last call, I am married, so I'm going to sit this one out. Just, this will be for somebody else.
It's a no.
Yep, I'm out. It's
well,
a no.
It's a yes for Oprah when it comes to reviving her show. Oprah, she wants to make a comeback. But the thing is, here's the catch. She wants to do it, but not every day.
All right.
So whenever she feels like
it. She can do whatever she wants.
And she's Oprah. She really can. She has her own network. Her own network. Like, seriously.
Yeah, what's she going to do? Cancel her own show? She can do whatever she wants.
She can.
I don't know if I would watch it, though.
You're fired, woman.
Yeah. I don't find Oprah to be fun. I don't find Oprah to be entertaining.
It's very serious. Usually.
Yeah, so
intense.
I don't know if I would actually watch the shows.
You don't find Oprah to be entertaining.
I don't find her to be that entertaining.
You, Antoine Terrell. I just want this to be clear in case Oprah hears this. It was just Antoine who said that.
I find her to be business savvy and smart
yeah,
and
she is.
Oh, the time for
inspiring
butt kissing is over,
and everything
Mr.
else. No, entertaining is not an adjective I would use for her.
Huh.
Shame.
I'd rather watch Ellen.
You. Yeah, she's not entertaining, like in that, you know, in that fun, less dance and, you know.
Yeah, I don't want
improv.
It's gonna
way,
be serious conversation.
It's very serious
every time.
It's a let's sit down and talk. Like she, like let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not Deborah. Could
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah.
She
needs
Oprah.
To talk to Oprah. See, I don't want to watch
she
that.
She needs Oprah.
She needs Oprah.
I think maybe we all need Oprah since clearly mm-hmm. this is what's happening said. So she'll do her show, but only when she feels
when
like
she
it.
When she feels like
oh,
it.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yeah, she can do that.
I just mean for me to do like when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how great that one show a year is going to be?
That's all.
Oh, yeah.
One show.
Best dang show, though. I make you that promise. I will do the best show of the year once.
One time.
See you next year. And then that'll be
Oprah
the end
can
of
do
it.
That.
Yeah, Oprah yeah. can. Again, who's firing Oprah? Nobody's firing Oprah because nope. she's in charge.
Warp speed.
Just trying to predict the most popular searches. This is what people do.
Yep.
Because Google, it watches you all the time. And it monitors what you're searching.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And it does it for everybody else. Invasion of privacy, yes. Wonderfully convenient, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you don't have to type in the whole search.
Nope.
It's already there.
You didn't even know you wanted that.
And yet you did want
yes,
that.
Yes, you did want
the
it.
The robot knew that you wanted it. So that's what we try to do. Let's say good morning to Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
All right.
How are y'all?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Karen's feeling good. You must be going on vacation soon.
I wish. No.
Okay. she's faking it till she makes it. Karen, who would you like to team up with today, Antoine or Monica?
I love Monica, but I'm going to take Antoine.
Okay.
All right. All
but
right,
she loves
right.
Monica.
Right. She's that's like, Monica, great. I love you, but I listen to the show, so I have faith in Antoine instead. Good luck, Antoine. You're going to have 15 seconds to give me the number one search. That's all you need to do. Again, like when people type in on Google, this is the most popular thing that shows up to fill in this blank. Here we go, Antoine. Good luck. I have an ugly...
The foot, hand, spouse, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, parent, mom, teacher... belly button, butt, birthmark, breast.
It's not a body part.
Car, house, the child.
Ooh.
What?
Child, why you gotta be hurtful like that at the end? Oh. So sorry.
Somebody's honest.
I have an ugly laugh. Ugly laugh. Sorry, Karen.
Sorry, Karen.
Thank you so much for calling in. Let's get Josh
very sad.
In here. I know.
Yeah.
She was so chipper, and you ruined it. You ruined her day. Way
Come
to go,
on,
Antoine.
Guys.
Jeez. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, yo.
See, he's happy, too. We like
All
Josh.
Right.
Yeah. Monica, please don't ruin his
Uh-oh.
Joy. The pressure
we'll
is on.
Woo.
All right. Here we go. Monica Brooks, 20 seconds or 15, whatever it is, until the timer says buzz. I have an awesome...
Awesome husband, wife, job.
Oh, look at that. There it is.
What? Which one?
Wife.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Well, hey.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic?
It was anticlimactic. It wasn't exciting.
Anticlimactic.
Yes. How would you say it?
I would say it anticlimactic.
Mactic.
Mactic, yes.
Mactic?
Well, I say Josh is a winner.
Somebody is still judging today.
Zach. He just won.
You're right, though. It was anticlimactic. Whatever it is. The climate in here is ridiculous, and we are against the climate. So,
and Josh said, I don't care. I just won.
Yep. Congratulations, Josh. It is your choice on those prizes. Yeah, I have an awesome wife.
That's very sweet.
Do you think they're searching that, or is the wife searching that?
I think that they're searching that.
Because, Antoine, doesn't it feel like something Monica would search?
I don't want to talk to you right now, Zach. Embarrassing me in front of friends and family.
Oh, come on. Now the climate is angry in here. Does that count as reading a book? If you read the captions of Avengers Endgame, that's very long.
I definitely think it counts as reading.
I feel like you read a book.
Yeah. With Avengers, 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
That's a lot of reading. That's a novel right there.
That counts.
I read an entire novel. And you can brag. You can say, I read an entire novel in 3 hours.
Yes.
I'm very intelligent. Yep. Hello.
In the middle of the day.
It's all about, really, in life, one thing. Lying your way into everybody else thinking you're smarter than you actually are. I mean, that's pretty much all it is. So there you go.
I read a book. While in the theater?
It was a very large book on the screen in front of me. But you did read for 3 hours.
Exactly.
So Blow Your Mind is next. Monica Brooks was hanging out in the casino yesterday, or what she calls a casino.
I've never been to the big casinos in Las Vegas.
Like a legit casino.
I've heard about them.
Yeah.
But I've never been.
She went to the Gaming Emporium.
I did.
And played the slot machines. Of course, the irony is she'd go to Vegas and then play the same stinking slot machines anyway.
Well, I've been to Vegas 3 times, and I just walked through the casinos because that's where my room was.
Oh, so you didn't play?
I played blackjack 1 time out of the 3 times I've been to Vegas.
What'd you go to Vegas for?
To party.
Party?
Yeah, I like to see the sights
and
then go out
at night.
You can
party at a cookout at your house. You don't have to go all the way to Vegas.
Nope. I wanted to go see the sights. I wanted to get dressed up and go out to the parties like I've seen on TV and see those places.
You can dress up and go to Cirque du Soleil here at the Roanoke Civic Center.
That's true.
In
November.
A lovely meal at Arby's afterward and be all dressed up and save a ton of money. How do you not gamble?
No.
Not at all. Because
I can't handle losing money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you gamble, you're going to have to lose to win.
Yes.
I don't have that patience.
I want to be one of those people that says, I won 10 grand. It's never going to happen because as soon as I'm up $72,
walk it out.
Successful Vegas trip.
Yep.
Oh, man. So Antoine.
You're shocked by that.
I am. That's very surprising to go to Vegas and then not even go.
No, I did a blackjack table on one of the trips.
But all those other things that you say you'd like to do, I mean, you could do all of those in Pittsburgh, or...
I can't go to the Bellagio in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
I can't see the fountains.
Yeah, but they're on YouTube. I mean, they're just...
Yes,
right,
but you can't be there. I wouldn't be there.
You're lot closer. If you watch it on YouTube, you put it on a big screen, you're closer than you're going to get.
I can gamble on my phone.
You don't have to be next to some, goofy-looking tourist from Kansas City.
You don't have to go to a casino to gamble.
I don't know. I like to see the sights from home. And that's that. Blow Your Mind is next. So gambling, there's something you're not allowed to gamble on this. It's too bad because I feel like I could do all right gambling on this thing. But there'll be no Gaming Emporium anywhere anytime soon where you'll be able to. So that is in Blow Your Mind next. Then you confess, you weirdo. I mean, we're all weird, so it's okay. You're amongst friends. What do you do when nobody's watching? Nobody else is around. What do you do? Antoine and Monica do the same thing.
We do?
Yeah. You perverts, you and your tongues.
Oh.
That's where this all got started. We'll explain.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
See, we have stories with coffee, Mars, and gambling.
Okay.
Here in Blow Your Mind. Take a little piece out of the headline, try to figure out what's missing. Story number one. According to a new study, coffee may help you blank. A, get larger breasts. B, lose weight. Or C, get higher.
Hi, A.
I'm going with C, get higher.
Okay. So Monica says A, the Bazooms. Antoine says C, higher. Both wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Lose weight.
Oh, okay.
Good, well, right?
Well, yeah.
Are you all disappointed? Did you want the other two?
No, I've heard that.
I see where your true selves come into this now.
Is it because it makes you poop?
Well, but that's...
I'm going to guess it's... this says it stimulates something called, and this is a term I had never heard of until now, which is gross, something called brown fat in your body.
Okay.
Well, they have the coffee scrub or whatever, that you can put on your body. You can make it at home. Just use some coffee grounds and some cocoa butter.
So they say brown fat is a special kind of fat that heats up and burns calories.
Mm.
And coffee does boost your metabolism, so there is that.
That makes sense.
So I guess run out and drink 2 to 4 pots of coffee a day as you're weightless. Don't go to the gym. Don't bother. Don't eat right. Just drink coffee until you're thin. Sure. They say more study is needed. So we have the next story is, so they talk about colonizing Mars and going to Mars and all that stuff. If we colonize Mars, they are saying we won't need blank. A, men. B, women. Or C, food.
C, food.
Food.
No food?
No food.
No food.
No.
That means you're wrong.
No men. Sorry, Antoine.
Wow.
We're not needed on Mars.
Why is that?
Because they can
go to Mars.
They can just bring our frozen samples. And they have tested.
And populate.
Yep. They're saying that the frozen samples were exposed to microgravity situations and they held up and survived perfectly. So, ladies, if you would like to go to Mars, you just take a box of popsicles with you and you're all set.
And we're all good.
Have fun. We'll be down here on Earth, the smelly men planet. That'll be it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it'll be so gross here. The methane gas on Earth
is
just...
It would stink.
Yeah, it would. So, but have fun on Mars, because not going.
Nope,
not going on. If they had set up where you could go to Mars, like you could go for a visit, I guess, and come back.
Sign me up.
You're going?
Really?
Sign me up.
You would go for like a week in Mars?
I'm adventurous like that, I feel.
No.
I think I am.
Man, I don't even want to go to India. I saw a show about it last night, and it's just, I mean, they seem like wonderful people, but
I just...
Once
you get there, what do you do?
It's just a lot.
I'm here.
You figure out what to do.
Yeah, like I'm here, I see it, now I'm scared.
Right, and I could have seen this all on YouTube. Right,
now I'm scared that I'm going to just float off into the abyss.
Right, if I take a deep breath, do my eyeballs pop out? What happens if this screen cracks? Yeah. All these things. I'm with you, Monica. We're staying on Earth together. Final one. Sorry, gamblers. You will not be allowed to gamble on blank. A, the royal baby. B, Justin Bieber versus Tom Cruise. Or C, the 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Hot dog eating contest.
Come on. A. I'm just going to A just because.
Antoine?
Correct. I picked C every
time. You can't bet on the hot dogs?
No, they wanted to set it up because the 4th of July hot dog thing is happening next week.
And like a big deal, right?
You can gamble in New Jersey. It used to be a bigger deal. I used to get super excited for it. Now I forget that it's on. Because the same guy wins every year, so it's not super exciting.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, and Joey Chestnut's odds were -900, which is terrible, because you bet $10, and if he doesn't win, you lose $10, or if he does win, you win $1.11.
Yeah.
Like, not even worth it.
No, no, thank you.
But no, the Gambling Commission says absolutely not, and New Jersey will not be able to do gambling on the hot dog eating contest. But you would have been able to do other things, like how many hot dogs does everybody eat?
Yeah.
Or does this guy eat more or less than 72 hot dogs, that kind of thing?
Okay.
How many do you think you could eat? What are they? Is it a minute? Is it 2 minutes? What is it?
How many hot dogs in a minute?
Let's say in a minute.
I enjoy hot dogs too much to participate.
One.
3/4.
I can't even watch it.
I can't watch
them dunk the hot dogs in water and stuff.
I know.
No, I can't watch it.
Okay, so I guess we will not be having a 4th of July hot dog eating contest
here.
No way.
But you love hot dogs, right?
I love hot dogs.
Right, but he'll abstain on principle, and Monica will have one. She will slowly chew one bite. She's like, I'm on one of those slow chew diets right now, taking a nice slow sip of beverage. And then I'd look up, I'd have eaten 7, but and who'd feel stupid then? Well, me, because it's usually me. So that's the end of that.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Oh, yeah. Home all by yourself. Ain't nobody watching what you're doing, Antoine. Monica Brooks. There's no one there to judge.
Mm-mm.
What are you doing? I may never stop talking like this ever.
The music's playing. You're feeling it.
I'm enjoying it. I like it.
Y'all whipping out your tongues.
Oh.
And just giving that sauce a lick.
Mm.
That's right. That little container. Of barbecue sauce.
The barbecue sauce.
That yes. you get with your chicken strips.
See, a lot of people have done it.
No, y'all sauce lickers are perverts. This is, remember, we learned this.
Here, you can stick your tongue in there.
Okay, that sounds like some sort of pathetic thing hack.
People do it.
Do you realize what you look like when you're tonguing the little compartment
do
of the yogurt?
Do that at home. Do it at home, though.
It's so funny because I do tongue barbecue sauce containers.
See?
Like for Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
You do.
Yes.
I do. Like whatever.
I've done it with the yogurt
I've totally
side.
Done it.
Yeah, you just like at home, I just stick my tongue and get the rest
I've
of that.
Done it.
The two of you are disgusting. You are gross.
Fork you.
Go ahead, yeah, Monica Brooks.
Look at that creamy yogurt in the bottom.
It's wrong if you do it with ranch. That's
That's disgusting.
Now you're going to sit here and judge.
That's where you draw the line.
Thank you.
If they're going to be sauce lickers like the two of you, you have to accept all the sauces
container
they
ranch.
Lick.
Come on.
If they want to lick a ranch container, you have to welcome them as part of your perverted little sauce licking club.
You can do honey mustard.
Honey mustard, yeah.
Yeah. Polynesian.
Oh, Polynesian.
But ranch.
Ranch is a no-go.
No, because more likely you already got two containers of ranch because everybody gets extra ranch when they get ranch.
It's
so
just
you
disgusting.
Don't need to lick it.
I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to judge. Again, if you're going to do these perverse activities when you are alone, what do you do when no one's watching? And Antoine, you did say that you do kind of look around and make sure no one's watching
because,
you before you do
Yeah, because I don't have to be alone. I just have to see, because like I had a barbecue packet at basketball practice one day while the girls were stretching and like the other coaches were around me and I was like, are they looking? Nah, I'm not going to do it. They may look over real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awkward visual.
What's that on the wall over there?
You wouldn't be hanging out with the bros in a sauna. Then you start,
Why have a barbecue packet in the sauna?
Hey, guys.
That's where I take my chicken strips.
I got me some Chick-fil-A sauce. Don't mind me while I'm
But, yeah.
If that happens.
I like it in here because it's warm.
Yeah, it keeps your food warm.
I don't want it to go to waste.
So what do you do when nobody's watching? Are you all by yourself? Probably totally embarrassing, but you enjoy it. I do a lot of talking.
Okay.
I think I talk more when there's nobody around. When there's people around, I don't really want to talk to them. But when there's nobody around,
start talking.
Yeah. I talk to groceries. A lot too. If I see them at the grocery store and I say,
talk to the groceries?
Yeah, or maybe I'm going to buy something and I'm like, $8.
I'll be back when you're on sale.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. When you're all cheap and begging for me, girl, then I'll be there to
Have
pick you up.
Have you ever been caught? Like someone stops and they're like, is he talking to me?
Probably. I mean, I've never noticed
it. You didn't correct it or anything like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
I said, ooh, that's right. I'm talking to that barbecue sauce.
See, I don't lick it, but I at least talk to it and tell
You're like,
it.
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? 52353. Maybe you do something in the nude.
Ooh.
Which you wouldn't normally. Play a video game from time to time back in the day.
Oh,
not anymore.
I was like, say now?
No, I play a video game when I'm by myself. No, it's just a little naked Nintendo.
I guess maybe
like
as a kid, like I would get out the shower and I'd have a towel wrapped around me and I would play a video game.
Okay.
So I'm still technically covered. It's not like a kilt.
You're wearing a kilt.
Yes, it is.
My shower kilt.
Yeah, okay, so Antoine wears kilts and licks barbecue sauce in his free time, but that is for him to do.
What do you do? 52353. What you doing? What are you doing with your finger or your tongue?
Eating their sauce.
It's all sauce. It's all sauce related. And for whatever reason, it's normal unless it's ranch, then you're a pervert.
It is disgusting.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.